Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. And I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Monday, April 10th. Well, I'm not here in the state of Kentucky at this time. Some of you know already that my wife and I usually make a trip out to Kansas for their annual camp meeting and to spend a week with my mom and dad. So that is, this week is the week we're going to spend with my mom and dad, and then next week is the camp meeting. And so we're leaving out on Monday, and we'll be going up into Indiana and then heading from there. We've got some business to do there with taxes, praise God, amen. And then we're going to leave from there and head on into Kansas and spend a week with my mom and dad. And then Joshua's going to drive down into Kansas on Friday, and on Sunday, Easter Sunday, Lord's Day, Resurrection Day, Joshua and I both are going to be privileged to preach for my dad there in Larned, Kansas, at the Larned Independent Baptist Church in Kansas. And then the camp meeting starts up at Smoky Valley Baptist Church in Lindsborg, Kansas, on Tuesday. Josh will be with us there as well. That goes through Thursday, and then we're going to be headed back on Friday. That's the 21st that we'll be headed back. So 2 weeks we're going to be gone, and I got these broadcasts lined up. And also mention that I won't be here on Easter Sunday morning or Resurrection Sunday morning, and so I do have a special guest preacher lined up. Brother Rick Grisham with Fundamental Baptist Books is going to be here. He's going to be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night. That's the 16th, this Easter Sunday morning and Sunday night. And so I hope that you will come in and be a part of those services with us, and also that you'll pray for us while my wife and I are gone. Well, we're going to go ahead and move right along into prayer time. It is time to call on the Lord in prayer. So would you pray with us at this time? Our Heavenly Father, it is with a grateful heart that we come to the throne of grace, thanking you for the privilege, the opportunity, and the power that is in prayer. Father, I want to ask you to help us that we might use this opportunity as we will wish we had in the judgment day. But Lord, I pray, help us that we will call upon you and carry our troubles to you. Lord, help us not to bear them or attempt to bear them on our own, but to cast all of our cares upon thee, knowing that you care for us and you're able to meet our needs. So, Father, I pray that you would meet these needs. You'd get the glory. Lord, I do pray, bless these broadcasts now for these 2 weeks as I'm going to be gone. Father, I pray that you'd bless this week as we preach on the resurrection. And then, Lord, I pray that you'd bless next week as we preach on her spirit came unto her again. And help, Lord, that these things would be a blessing. Father, I do pray that you'd bless and use Brother Grisham as he preaches for us on Sunday, Easter Sunday morning and night. Lord, you'll be with those that will be preaching on Wednesday nights, those two Wednesday nights that will be gone. Help that they'll be blessed as well. Lord, have your way and move among us. Lord, I do pray, bless and use the broadcast and get the glory and the honor. Lord, I do pray also keep us safe as we travel, and Melissa and I as we travel, and Joshua as he travels. And then, Lord, that you would bless as well Joshua and I as we preach for my dad there in Larned, Kansas on that Easter Sunday, and then in the camp meeting. Lord, you'd open doors and use us there as well. And you just have your way. Bless those with birthdays this week and have your way with them as well, Lord, we pray. And Lord, again, I ask you to bless the broadcast. Use it for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And I do appreciate you praying with us. We're going to go now to a song by our congregation singing here at the Island Ford Baptist Church. A good old song, especially for this week, Christ Arose. Trust it'll be a blessing to your heart as they sing. All right. Hope you enjoyed that good song there. And we're going to get ready to move right into the message. This week we're preaching from the scripture found in Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 38. And right before we go to the scripture, we're going to have the introduction here as we go into the message recorded live at the Island Ford Baptist Church. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 38 is where we'll start our reading at. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, 'Lord,
Dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Turn, if you will, to John chapter number 11, verse number 32. And when Mary was come where Jesus was, and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have you laid him? And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. Now we're going to John chapter 12. In Luke 10, we saw Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. I'd say waiting at the feet of Jesus to hear him speak. Here in John 11, we see Mary weeping at the feet of Jesus in order to have his sympathy. Now in John chapter 12, it's not a time of weeping. It's not a time of waiting. It's a time of worship. In John chapter 12 and verse number 1, the Bible says, Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, and you ought to underline these words, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Brother Joel Hyatt preached a message years ago, and he titled it, Look at who's sitting at the table. Woo, amen. That blesses my heart every time I think about it. Verse number 3. Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Well, as we said, we see Mary these three times, and I don't think these are the only occasions, and I'll say more about that later, that we find Mary at the feet of Jesus. We see her there in Luke chapter 10, verse 39, as a student in the place of education. We see Mary there in Luke 10, 39, as a student in the place of education. Then in John chapter 11, in verse number 32, she is sobbing in the place of consolation. She's needing to be consoled and helped by the Lord. Now in John chapter 12, verse number 3, we find her as a saint in the place of adoration. She is adoring her Lord and her Savior. Amen. I've said this each time as we began to look at this, that Mary had an undeniable love for the Lord. You can't deny that. The Bible talks about the Lord loved her. The Lord loved Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus. He loved them, but they loved him too. Amen. And it is very clearly seen by the actions and the attitude that she expressed on these occasions. Amen. And I want to, in 2017, I want to express my love for the Lord more than I ever have. Amen. I want to exhibit my love for my Lord more than I ever have. Not just for His sake. I do want Him to know that I love Him, but for others' sake as well. Amen. And so we can learn some things, I believe, from the life of Mary and from the actions that she took here and is displayed here in the things that she did. Now, as I said, we saw her waiting, weeping, and now we'll look at her worshiping. Waiting at the feet of Jesus to hear Him speak in the book of Luke. And then weeping at the feet of Jesus to have His sympathy in John 11. And now John 12, worshiping at the feet of Jesus to honor her Savior. Amen. And He deserves this honor. I want to read these three verses again and then get into my message. The Bible says, Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom He raised from the dead. There they made Him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with Him. Then Mary took a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. What Mary did was a personal act, but it was a very public act as well. And in her personal love for the Lord and her personal adoration of Him, it became more and more public, more and more pungent, more and more powerful as that odor, the Bible said, filled the house. Amen. It'd be a blessing if we just worship the Lord in such a way, and I pray that it might even happen this morning, that the odor of that ointment, that the sweet smell, the fragrance of the sacrifice unto God, that is a sweet smell to Him, might even fill and permeate the house of God on this day. Amen. Now, I thought about this occasion of Mary's attitude and her actions. As I said, we've seen it before. Matter of fact, look at John chapter 11, verse 1, and then verse 2 is where I want you to notice. Now, a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Now, in parentheses, he's going to tell you who this family is. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Here's what I want you to notice. John 11 is telling us this is who that Mary is. This is the Mary that anointed his feet, that wiped his feet with hair, with her hair, that worshipped him in such a way. That's in John 11, but it hadn't happened. It didn't happen to John 12 unless it had happened before. I personally believe Lazarus shows up to eat at the table. That's Lazarus' job. Martha's serving. That's Martha's normal duty. Mary is worshiping because that's what Mary does. She's just a worshiper of the Lord Jesus Christ because she has such a love in her heart for her Lord. Amen. Now, there's three things I want to point out to you this morning and then get out of the way that I believe helped Mary to worship. And this is in her attitude. First of all, number one, when Mary thought of her brother, she worshiped her Lord. When she thought of her brother, the Bible says here in John chapter number 11 that Lazarus was sick. Lazarus was sick not just, I don't know how long, but he died. Our Lord, they called for our Lord, and our Lord didn't come when they wanted him to come. Matter of fact, Martha said, and Mary said, Lord, if you'd have just got here on time, if I could paraphrase it that way, things wouldn't have turned out like they did. Lord, why did you allow this to happen? That's their heart crying out unto God. But they're saying, Lord, we're concerned. We were concerned about our brother. And now it's too late. But the Lord raised Lazarus from the dead. And now in John chapter 12, they made a supper. And it said they made a supper for him. You see that verse number 2? There they made him a supper. Some think this was a supper for Lazarus. I personally believe that it was a supper for him, the Lord. The Lord's the honored guest at the table. Amen. And the Bible says they made him a supper and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table. Again, would you look at who's sitting at that table? When Mary comes to the table, she sees the Lord, but she also sees her brother, the one she's prayed for, the one she wept over, the one she'd given up on. But now he's sitting at the table, praise God, able to eat and take nourishment. Why? Because of the goodness of God. Amen. I'm telling you, they, some of you ought to be able to look at the person sitting next to you in the house of God and say, it ain't nothing but the grace of God that they're sitting beside of me at the table of the Lord. Amen. It's nothing but the goodness of God. It's an answer to prayer. God saw my tears. God heard my cries. But it's the goodness of God that they're sitting at the table with us. Amen. In the house of God. And so when she saw her brother, when she thought of her brother, she worshiped her Lord. Amen. Now, sometimes we'll have guests and we'll make much of guests, and we should, by the way. But they're not the one that gets the honor of the house of God. I'm glad they're here, but he's the one that gets the honor and the glory. Amen. And Mary knew that, and no doubt about that. So she saw her brother, and it directed her worship not to her brother, but to her Lord. Amen. And she worshiped him and glorified him. Mary knew what a marvelous miracle it was that Lazarus could be sitting at that table. And so she bowed and gave worship unto the Lord for that miracle. Amen. I said, you know people, I'm sure you do, that are in the house, maybe they're not in this house of God, maybe they're in another house of God today. And you know it's only the goodness of God that brought them there. Amen. You want to know how they act in heaven? Let me read you some scriptures. You don't have to turn, but in the book of Revelation, it shows us some things about how they act in heaven. Revelation chapter 5, verse 14, the Bible says, "And the four beasts said, Amen." So they say amen in heaven. "And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped Him that liveth forever and ever." They fall down at the feet of Jesus just like Mary did. They fall down and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. Revelation chapter 7, verse number 11. "And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worship God." Amen. Revelation chapter 11, verse number 16. "And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell on their faces and worshiped God." Revelation chapter number 19, verses 4 through 6. The Bible says, "And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen. Hallelujah." Amen. So there's nothing wrong with saying amen, and there's nothing wrong with saying hallelujah. Amen. "And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great. And I heard as it was the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." They're exalting Him and they're praising Him because He's on the throne. Amen. They're falling down at His feet and they're worshiping Him. Now here's where I'm going. Mary sees them at the table. She's excited that her brother's at the table. But he ain't the only one. There's a reason why that table's there. There's a reason why that meal's there. And it's not because of Lazarus, but it's because of Jesus. So when she saw her brother and she thought about her brother, it pointed her to the Savior and caused her to worship Him who sits on the throne. Amen. He's in that exalted place that ought to be worshipped. When we look around the table, I'm about the table of the Lord's house, we see our loved ones, it ought to cause us to give glory to our Lord. Amen. Honor our Lord. Amen. Perhaps, now this is my thoughts of my own, I wonder, she's thinking about the resurrection of her brother. She's thinking about the resurrection of her loved one. I mean, just a few days ago, he is laying in the grave. He was stinking. Brother Hall said he wanted to preach a message on when Jesus raised the stink. Amen. But Mary's here. Lazarus is here. She's maybe thinking back about the fact just a few days ago he was in the grave. Listen, it ain't been that long ago. Some of us was in the gutter. Wasn't that long ago. We was in the deeps of sin and trashed. I mean, our life was wrecked and ruined. But thank God for the resurrecting power of the Son of God. Amen. It can save us and stand us upright. Amen. And put us in the house of God and let us worship a living Savior. Amen. But I wonder if her mind didn't leap from going backwards thinking about the resurrection of her loved one to thinking about the resurrection of her Lord. That special day that's going to come. You say, well, it hadn't happened yet. No, but she had heard about it. The other disciples had heard about it. Our Lord had told them when He told them about Calvary. He told them that they're going to destroy this temple. But in 3 days, I'll build it up again. Amen. And so she had heard those things. And I just wonder, and that leads me to my next point. But before I go there, let's look in John chapter 12. I read through the first three verses. Let's read on a little bit. Look at verse 4. "Then saith one of His disciples, Judas Iscariot." Now, whenever you hear that man's name, I mean, there's a dark blot on that man's name. You know he's not up to any good. Amen. He's the treasurer, the disciples' treasurer. He's the man with the devil in his heart. "Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray Him." This is what he said. "Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor?" In another place he said, "Why this waste?" He's upset because this woman's wasting expensive ointment on the Lord. Verse 6 says, "This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein." Then said Jesus, I like this. Jesus stood up for her. Amen. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Now listen, look at this next phrase. Against the day of my burying. Hath she kept this? Against the day of my burying hath she kept this.
Well, that music signals the end of our broadcast time for today. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd, thanking you for tuning in today. Hope you'll tune in all week this week to the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Hope you have a wonderful Easter coming up on this coming weekend on Sunday. And celebrate the resurrection of a living Lord and Savior. Until then, may God bless you, is our prayer.